There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Live from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
God,
what was that?
Get the three most non-morning people in the world.
Wake them up in the morning.
Uh-huh. Tell them to come do a podcast.
It's a new Japanese game show called I Don't Want to Be Awake Right Now.
We're good.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to Last Podcast on the Left. That is Marcus Parks.
Hello.
You got a little slate in your eye, Marcus. You're a tired little boy.
Yeah, I stayed up too late playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
What a great excuse.
Oh, that's cool.
If there was any excuse I think that I could use, it would be Castlevania
that makes sense.
Symphony of the Night. Well, I had to fucking defeat Richter Belmont to get to the inverted castle before I could go to sleep.
You don't gotta tell me.
I already knew that.
You always gotta defeat that asshole. He's terrible.
Well, he was possessed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That
happens. Yeah,
that'll happen.
Yeah.
I'm Ben, and then there's Henry.
Miss Cleo Henry Zabrowski. Oh, welcome to Jamaica.
Oh, that's good.
I eat a mango. Oh. I eat a mango like you fat Americans eat a hamburger. Buakasha.
I love you,
that
Henry.
That is all my energy.
That was
great. That's the last of it.
It was a lot of it. I was surprised it came out of you.
Jesus Christ.
Apparently,
you've been told that the Alien Agendas episode was very confusing.
Yeah, the Alien Agenda. We knew it was confusing.
It now?
We were all confused.
I mean, I think we definitely, we mind-fucked some people there, man.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know?
Maybe they just got to wrap their brains around it.
Yeah, maybe you got to think bigger.
I think bigger.
I need to watch more episodes of Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, and then you'll fucking be, just catch up.
Yeah.
You got to catch up with us. This is not for fucking beginners. This is an expert-level podcast.
Absolutely, man. No, and we were experts on that program.
Oh,
we
definitely.
Laid out all the information in an orderly manner. Everything made perfect sense. So if you didn't understand it, that is your fault, my friend.
Yeah, bully to you. You're an idiot.
Get it done. Go back to school. Today we're going to talk about psychic abilities. What am I thinking right now, Henry?
You're thinking about food?
Yeah, always right. Thinking about food. You nailed it.
Psychic abilities. Some scientists have called them dubious, but some psychic scientists have said psychic powers are real.
Very real. Often used by detectives to find bodies of hookers that have been killed by serial killers.
But again, I have to start over.
You have to do a new psychic picture.
Don't look at the picture that
I didn't
he's drawing.
Mean to.
We're
going to
do the picture test at the later on in the episode.
All right, so psychic powers. There are many people who believe that all humans are psychic.
Some people do believe that.
You know, many people.
Eight people.
A lot of people believe
a lot
that
of people.
Everyone is psychic. There was a lot of, what boils down to what are the actual official psychic abilities? You have telekinesis, which is
right.
The movement of objects or the manipulation, because there's also what I've learned, there's macro and micro telekinesis in which you can either control particles, which you couldn't tell if you could.
Okay, so I think
place.
I have that one.
Yeah. And then macro telekinesis, which is, you
like
know,
you
tossing
move
cups around, you can make girls shoot blood out their pussies and stuff like that.
That's
I don't
great.
Know if that's actually true what I just said, but that would be a crazy ability.
I think that's true.
Yes.
I had an uncle who had that power.
Make women shoot blood out of their pussies?
Yeah, we used to do it every family reunion.
Oh,
but once a month.
That's just Texas rape.
Yeah.
Then there is
actually Texas rape. I think it's just Texas love. You know?
I mean, it depends on it's what's the context of the sex.
She didn't like it.
Yeah. some people, you know, sometimes it's just about like it's a bitter medicine. You know what I mean? Spoonful of sugar
that's
helps
right.
the medicine go down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta take a girl on a date.
Right.
Sometimes you gotta buy her a hot dog before you force her to have sex.
Sometimes the medicine's the date rape drug.
Yeah.
Or a date rape drug,
date
depending
rape.
On how cute you are. I just gave her the date rape drug. Nah, we can't charge you with rape. You're adorable.
Get out of here, you. My name's Tommy Buttons.
Tommy Buttons, I date raped her. Oh, okay, Tommy.
Then there is remote viewing, which is the idea of closely linked to clairvoyance, which
okay.
is you can see events outside of your body without the use of an intermediary. That's a big thing that there is a general misunderstanding of psychic abilities is that people like want to lump clairvoyance into a bunch of different things, but clairvoyance is more of the seeing of things that are yet to come. You know what I mean? That's kind of the idea is that you get a flash, and the idea is that that information comes from the event itself, where it's like if you are a medium, you know, and you channel. You know, like, channeling is different than remote viewing. Channeling is you have a spirit guide that helps you see what you're doing and explains the afterlife to you. And then you have people that, you know, and that also breaks down to channeling can also be, like, physical, with the idea of, like, you touch an object and you can tell the history of the object or, okay, like, who has handled the object. And then there's...
like a Playboy, like that issue of Buttman that we have here in the studio.
Yes, I have handled it.
Marcus has handled it.
Yeah.
I'd like to...
many a time.
I'd like to take a look at it.
I can't see it right now. I think Marcus might have gotten it out of here.
No, I have to hide it whenever the boss comes in.
All right. That's fine.
Oh, you do?
Well,
she listens to the podcast.
I know that, but that doesn't mean that she wants to see it.
I guess
everyone wants
true.
To see that, yeah. But that's fine.
You have telepathy, which is the reading of other people's thoughts.
Okay.
Which is, thank God we don't have it.
I don't want to know them.
I don't want anyone to know my thoughts.
No one wants to know your thoughts.
No,
just like,
because they're gross.
The
they're
words
filthy.
That you let escape are so nice compared to the things that you actually have
so
up there.
So dark and weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Uncomfortable and awkward.
Yeah, when I was crazy, I was convinced that everyone could read my thoughts.
Well, that's also sort of egomania.
Yeah, it's egomania, and you were just screaming in the middle of the town square.
Yeah, just going
naked.
Like, I want to fuck!
Well, it was that boy wants to fuck. How do they know I want to fuck?
It wasn't really that everyone could read my thoughts. It was that there were a few people around who could read thoughts, but they weren't telling anybody that they could read thoughts.
Oh,
but they could just read a few, like, they could read everyone's thoughts. So there was like, is that guy one of them?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Is that guy one of them?
That's full grade A crazy talk.
That guy's one of the guys that can read people's thoughts. I know it. And he's reading my thoughts right now. Stop fucking reading my thoughts, man.
It's over now.
Yeah, that was full on.
It's over now. It's fine now.
That was crazy time. No, I'm medicated. It's good.
That's good. I mean, were there people that could actually read people's thoughts in your community, though?
Oh, no. This happened up here, too.
Oh, yeah? You never know where they are. It's important to keep an ear out and an eye out and a good brain. You got to keep your brain flexed looking for people trying to read all your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yes, that makes sense.
It absolutely happens. So there's a couple of things that you can say.
Well, let's first keep going like a little bit more into general psychic abilities, right? Right before we go into because the idea is, you know, everyone's a little bit psychic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, have you ever had a moment when
a
you're just like, yeah, you know, don't go on that plane. And then, you know, because you knew about 9/11. Because
you put the bomb on the plane.
Like you were George Bush and you knew about 9/11. You knew not to take a cross-country flight that day because you knew that you were going to use it to make two wars.
Sure. Right.
You know, don't eat that burger.
Yeah, I'm going to get fat if I eat the burger.
That's different. That's like a
science.
Problem with weight.
Right.
That's a problem with your weight.
There's cheese in that burger.
You
know, don't have it.
I'm just trying to think. There was another psychic ability I was just about to talk about, but then I lost it.
Well, there is that.
That's it. I guess we're done here. I guess we're fucking done.
We have no
brain capacity this morning.
We were on clairvoyance, and then are you done with clairvoyance now?
Clairvoyance.
There's
I talked about telepathy.
Clairsentience?
Yeah, clairsentience and clairaudience, which is the idea of that all of that is different abilities. It's like, that's another thing that people don't realize about psychic abilities is that sometimes it's not just like an image that will shoot in your head.
No.
Sometimes it's like you'll hear a voice or you'll get a feeling or like you can be smell.
Right.
I hate to be that where it's just like all you do is smell the farts of the future. You know, just like, ooh, that's a bad one. I bet it's from Cleveland.
Yeah, what are they eating in the future?
hot dogs. Dogs and chili.
Oh, that sounds pretty great. I like the future
like
if that's
one
the
of those,
case.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What's another general psychic ability?
I mean, there's all these Clara ones.
Well, that's all falls into the same thing. It's premonition of the future.
Yeah.
And then there's just straight up, you know. Oh, and then there's out of body experiences, astral projection.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that believe that right before you die, like the people get visited by people like either in dreams or in their house by people who die, or there are people who kind of feel the ability coming along. There's a story of the writer and philosopher Bernard Shaw was with this guy who was like a famous medium at the time, and he, and of course, as which again, apparently also happened in the 1980s, which is really interesting. Because about in the early 1890s or so, there was a gigantic fascination with mediumship.
Yeah.
And, like, people traveling. We already did that. I think we've covered this before the last time we talked about psychics or whatever, mm-hmm. where it's just like, you know. And it became a huge stage show thing. And these guys became, like, rock stars to these writers and actors at the time. And this one guy, I believe his name was, like, Pico. So it was something, blah, 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 blah. I forget what his full name is.
Pico.
But he was hanging out with Bernard Shaw. And it's like, you know, and he, as he was leaving, he like doffed his top hat and was just like, Bernard, just so you know, you may be seeing me later this evening, but don't say hello because I will not be able to hear you. And Bernard's like, okay, yeah. And he's just like, just remember, I will be coming later this evening. And then like left. And then apparently Bernard Shaw is sitting in his nightdress. Because men wore nice. That.
Different yeah. times.
Different times.
That's yeah. fine.
And he's sitting there eating his gob of mustard and a bit of cheese.
It's a nice dinner. And people still do that.
It's, again, weird things that people used to do.
Yeah.
And Pico just showed up in his room, like, looking all confused. And then the next, and then disappeared. And then at the end, it was like, Bernard asked him, it's like, how did you do that? How did you show up in room? And he's like, I don't quite know.
Interesting.
And that's kind of, and it, there's also many stories of people appearing to others.
You were masturbating in the corner. You were jacking off to me all night.
But that is a very, that is a way to.
But do not say hello, for I will not be able to hear you.
far too busy lathering
it's
up
so
my cock.
It's so funny. It just, no, but there's something about that. And I think we've touched upon this one topic before about how we're. You know, human beings may well all be connected by some sort of, like, network that's physical. You know, it's like,
right.
because our brains run electrical impulses, and because we don't know what the thoughts are. We don't know what thoughts in our brain are. We don't know what memory is. We don't know, what
nothing.
Consciousness is.
We're getting there.
We're sort of getting there, but yeah. still lots of guesses. And yeah. it's like, and it still will probably turn out that there is, like, a hamster in the center of our brain right. working levers, you know. That's the real science.
Cool. I imagine my brain is made of goblins.
I hope so.
Good.
Yeah, sure mine's is. Made out of ice cream.
Wow.
Nice. But our idea, you know, and that what psychic ability is like momentarily becoming conscious of that connection and being
right.
able to manipulate it. You know, and that you, that at some point those thoughts kind of float out in the ether and can be picked up like we're a bunch of antenna.
I mean, it makes sense. Wi-Fi exists. And I think that there's no reason to believe that telekinesis cannot.
And I really believe it. What humans are doing with technology is slowly, the idea is to mirror what's going on in real life. And that
right.
all Wi-Fi is, again, is just an example of our, it's a physicalization of our mental connection.
Right.
And that's just going to get, it's going to get more and more obvious as time goes.
I want to do a test with you, Henry. What were you going to say, Marcus?
Well, what we're saying, learning about the human brain is that it's electrodes. It's all electricity.
Yes.
And, you know, if we can somehow find a way to get the brain electricity out and be able to project that.
Or as we have learned from a previous episode, that power could be called Satan. That power could be called Satan himself.
Yes, it could be.
And that I'm not a person who necessarily believes I have psychic ability, right? I don't think I have any sort of psychic ability. I think that... that part has been dampened by weed and hamburgers.
Nice.
Yes. a lot of booze.
But I do believe that the power of Satan will help me gain some true powers, and I think we're going to try that today.
Let's try it out. So this is the first test we're going to do. It's very simple.
Ooh,
it's just 0 through 9. Henry's got to guess the number that I'm thinking.
Now, I just have to do this like 20 times,
just
right?
20 times.
And then it's how
only
many?
Only 20 times.
How many out of 20 means I'm
You got to get over 50%.
Sure, okay.
So let's try some daily...
Zero to nine?
0 to 9. Let's try an affirmation first. Repeat after me. Every day and in every way, I'm getting better and better. I am becoming more and more.
Now, that is from the Beatles.
That is fine. Beatles were a great band.
Every day and in every way, I'm getting better and better. I am becoming more and more.
Do you feel more psychic?
No.
Okay, good. We'll do one
can
more.
Can I do another one?
You can do one more. Okay, now this one is...
Now, because this is the idea that positive attitude will increase your psychic ability.
Ah,
This is we reread a bunch of stuff talking about how to boost your psychic abilities,
right.
And this is one of the ways. Repeat these mantras.
That's right. Okay, here's one. Uh-huh. I am beautiful and loved right now, for I accept and express the goodness which resides within me.
I am beautiful and loved right now.
Right now.
And I accept and express
the goodness which resides within me.
That goodness which resides inside of me.
Within me. So let's redo that one from the top because you fucked it up at the end.
Okay.
I am beautiful and loved right now.
I'm sorry,
for I accept and express the goodness which resides within me.
No, this is supposed to make me more psychic?
This is exactly how you become more psychic.
I am beautiful and loved right now.
Right now.
And I accept and express the love.
The goodness. Just going to go right to the test.
Let's just do this. I'm feeling
right,
really psychic right
okay,
now.
Zero okay, 0 through 9. I'm going to write down number one. What do you got?
The number one.
You're going to go, okay. Okay. Number two.
Three.
Okay, interesting. Number three.
Seven.
Okay. Number four.
Nine.
All right.
Two.
Okay.
Three.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay.
Five.
Okay.
Six.
Okay.
Seven.
Okay.
Five.
Okay.
Eight.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Two.
Interesting.
Zero.
Zero.
How am I doing?
Let me just get a quick tally. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Have you not? 16.
Okay.
Have you not written your numbers
no,
yet?
No, I have my number.
18. No, wait. No, I'm sorry. That's the number. 9.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
Oh, I'm seeing a 3.
Okay.
4.
Mm-hmm. I think that's 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Is that how many I got right?
You got 1, 2. You got 3 right.
Wow.
3 right.
Not psychic.
Not bad. Not bad. Maybe if you do
better
the affirmations.
Better than zero.
Yeah.
Always better than zero.
And so you know what? And you're being positive right now, so your psychic energy is still climbing.
I can see it rising.
Should I do it again?
No. Do you want to do it again? I mean, it was exciting radio.
You're saying this is not good for radio?
No, I mean, it was. People loved it.
What were the other psychic boosters?
I am peace. I am love. I am joy.
The other website of the things to do.
Mm. Oh yes, these are some great things to do that can boost up your psychic ability. Okay, so whenever the phone rings, close your eyes and visualize the person calling. And by the way, if you do that, it's always your mother.
You will miss some calls.
Oh, that's sweet Gary calling me.
Oh wait, can I try it?
Okay, would you like to do
the numbers? Yeah.
You want to try the numbers?
Yeah, I'd love to.
While you're writing your numbers out, let me read some more of these tips.
Yeah, do the tips.
All right.
When you stand in line at the bank, tell yourself which teller will serve you. And it's normally the hot Latin girl. When you watch a sporting event, tell yourself the outcome before the event begins. This is good for gambling addicts. As you develop a skill with this exercise, which means you pay attention to sports and you learn what teams are versus what and who's playing for the teams and what their abilities are. The exercise helps you develop your intuition, precognition. Do not misuse this skill for personal gain, such as gambling, or you'll be likely to lose your skill entirely.
You're likely to lose all of your money.
Have a friend roll a die. Begin by calling even or odd before the dice is thrown. Your accuracy will increase with practice because of odds. This is a bad one. Work with a friend in a standard deck of playing cards. Begin by predicting black or red, and then have your friends roll. This is all just helping
good
you
drinking
gambling.
Game.
Yeah, this is just gambling.
It's really for gambling.
When you're riding an elevator, another passenger joins you, tell yourself which button they'll press.
Ooh, the fart button. It's always the fart button.
In the morning, write down the names of people you will have important interactions or communications with that day.
Don't rely
on logic. You fucking dare rely on logic.
Today, I'm going to talk to Michael Jackson.
He's around.
When in line at the movies, tell yourself which movie the person or group ahead of you will request. If you hear them say it, try again another time.
All those heavyset black chicks, there's no way they're going to the help.
Ask three friends a question, such as, what did you eat for breakfast, or where do you want to go on your next vacation? Before you ask their questions, your friends must decide amongst themselves which one will answer falsely, and you must write down which friend will answer falsely.
It's the dumbest.
You're just losing friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of your friends are incredibly annoyed by you trying to boost your psychic abilities.
Definitely.
Fucking so stupid.
All right, Marcus.
I'm not psychic.
No one is psychic. No one who follows this stuff is psychic. All right. Okay, Marcus, what do you got?
All right.
Just spit them out. I got them all written down here.
4, 9, 7, 3, 4, 0, 1, 1, 4, 6, 3, 9, mm-hmm. 8, mm-hmm. 4, mm-hmm. 7, mm-hmm. 9, ah. 1, okay. 1, mm-hmm. 1, okay. 0.
You're just okay. playing odds, though. I still feel like maybe you could be seeing it.
Interesting,
here.
Though. Interesting. We have a grand total of... 2.
Wow. Psychic video.
2 out of 20.
You want me to do it for you?
Nope. Nope. Let's just save the show. Let's save the show. We got to wrap it up here. But we do have one more test.
Now, this
is a picture test.
No, this is an actual true. This is a true test that's actually been done to test people for remote viewing. Right now, remote viewing's idea is that you can conjure an image in your mind that has been sent from another entity. Right? Mm. And so. The image that I have drawn on a piece of paper is a perfect example of an image straight from the center of my brain.
I've
physicalized it, and now it's out in the universe. Can we maybe get some psychic music before we start?
Of course.
No,
that's not it.
No,
he's going to put some music in.
Oh, he's going to do it. Okay, good.
I thought I was going to put it in.
No, I'm just doing this over the music.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'm preparing myself. That's my warm up for my psychic.
Murakasha. Mind and body, good.
Okay.
Beelzebub, I do call upon you to give me the power to smite my enemies and to see my friends.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Okay, so how do we do this? What order do we do this?
I mean, why don't you guess Marcus's? And then
I'll try and guess. And then you also guess Marcus's.
And then, that's right, we'll all three try to guess each other's.
Okay, Marcus.
Interesting.
In your picture, I see a picture of breasts on a young woman with a chicken's face.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I see a cheese goblin. A goblin eating cheese.
Okay.
A goblin eating cheese.
It is a coyote with a mustache.
Oh, okay. Okay, interesting. I was going to say something with a mustache. I was going to say something like that. Okay. All right. Interesting. I felt we were close. We were definitely close. And really, coyotes eat cheese.
All right, let's try this again.
That. Okay.
Let's try this again.
Henry.
Are we going to go on me now?
Do you want to do
you?
Okay,
so I'm going to send you thoughts.
Okay, send
I'm
going to
send you
send
what
thoughts.
My thought is, all right?
Send the thoughts.
Look at my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, you got my picture? You got my picture, Marcus?
Scared.
You got my picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Guess away.
All right. I'm going with a turtle on a trampoline. Turtle on a trampoline.
I'm going with baby in a coffin.
Baby in a coffin, turtle on a trampoline.
You know what's incredibly fucked up?
What's that? He's got a baby turtle on a trampoline. Let's see what it is.
It is a baby.
It is a baby.
With Hitler's face on a trampoline.
Get out of here,
dude!
No.
Get out of
here! No.
Seriously!
Wow!
It's a picture of a baby.
We are good, Marcus.
We're good
for real. Whoa! What are the odds of that trampoline? When do you see a trampoline?
Wow! That's amazing,
guys. Seriously, listen. We did not see these beforehand.
That's amazing.
We seriously did not. Oh my God! That's so. I got chills.
Yeah, me too.
Strong. There's a strong feeling in the room right now.
I'm feeling real weird.
Numbers thing one more time.
I'm feeling real weird, man.
Yeah, wow. I'm not a numbers guy. I'm a picture guy.
Yeah. Pictures. Wow.
With a thousand numbers. That's amazing.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Phenomenal stuff.
All right.
Okay. So now you guys get what do I got on my picture? Sending you my fucking sweet picture thoughts.
It is a... Try to think of the things you know
in
your brain.
Yes.
It is a dog.
That's nice. Good, a dog. Good.
I'm going to say it's a wet butt.
A wet butt. Okay. It is a cross with tits and testicles. It is a lactating cross with nuts.
This would be your house sigil if you were a Game of Thrones fan.
It's very, very nice.
I want people to see these pictures. Is there any way to do this?
I'll
take a picture with my phone afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, that
sounds
pretty great.
Let's put it on the Cave Comedy Radio on their Facebook page.
We can definitely do that.
I just want people to see what these pictures are.
Here. I love it.
Here's
all right, well, I guess we covered a lot of good psychic talk today.
And we'll continue on.
A lot of bad psychic talk.
Some bad, some good. The numbers thing was exciting. Feel like everyone had a really good time. All right, guys, we will talk to you soon. And let us know if you have psychic abilities or if you have a psychic story or any sort of story you want to share with us. Email us at cavecomedyradio.com.
And remember, you are psychic.
You got the skills. Magustalations.
Magustalations.